in this bitch, too visit with a full fin stone off that loony bin gym with the lemon twist, goons up and clowns down. Matter of fact, your face down, I burn this thing down. Car control with the 4 pound. Town biz on this, cause we lit, y'all. Mind your biz, cause these raiders on the creep, y'all. Black tees and Nike, my jeans are looking crispy. Oh, I'm looking dripping, girls on standby like they miss me. Got slack for the stack, so no hugging me. Got a grip on the Mac, so no bugging me. Shots for the ops standing too close to me. Shots for the hoes that's going home with me. Less of diet breeds, so I kiss it with the squad. We from the old school, so we still down the mop. Come flashy with the juice, flashy too, you're getting robbed. Hustle man on the go, two-stepping with the bob. Dope on the track, watch me bring it back. Mix the water with the soda, now I'm whipping up crack. Mob shit, make it catch me whipping through the block. Turn up with the funk, keep them speakers on lock. Dope on the track, watch me bring it back. Mix the water with the soda, now I'm whipping up crack. Mob shit, nigga catch me whipping through the block. Turn up with the thump, keep them speakers on knock. I'm a corner bender, catch it moving in slow-mo. Leaning back, Tennessee's the system on full go. Black hat and black fist, Afro pickers like that. Black hat and black dick, yeah, bitches like that. Princess I is, Depper Dan with the gear. Can't front with the kid, get the situation clear. Bounce, rock, shake, cause the bass is thumping. Bounce, rock, shake, I'm pistol grip pumping. All about the cheddar, brocos, they can miss me. I'm all about the cheddar, so she's pulling out a 50. I'm good with the head, gang, gang with the pussy. Gucci with the aim, so I'll murder me a pussy. No caps, we strapped, murder 50. Hard caps, when I'm Mac, I'm pulling 50. Fuck what they say, I don't hear the haters. Pull up like P.E. Crocodile on our laters. Dope on the track, watch me bring it back. Mix the water with the soda, now I'm whipping up crack. Mob shit, nigga catch me whipping through the block. Turn up with the thump, keep them speakers on knock. Dope on the track, watch me bring it back. Mix the water with the soda, now I'm whipping up crack. Mob shit, nigga catch me whipping through the block. Turn up with the thump, keep them speakers on knock.
Sorry, I miss your call. I've been working real late, but you still the one that I want. You heard me, little lady. Be good to me, you my bro. I promise one day that all of this will be yours.
Hey, yo.
Just wait for me, wait for me, be good to me.
Hey, let me be the one to take you overseas. I could be the one to handle all your needs.
Yeah.
I can show you places that you never been, like drunk up in the Benz on a 110. And you can bring your close friends, cause I'ma call my squad up and this gang up in the building, so don't get us riled up. Little shorty with this shit and make me know she the truth. You got a body out this world, girl, so watch what I do. Oh, so watch me roll the dice and bet the 10 to 4. I can make you love me, girl, just let me know. Grab me by the waist and look me in my eyes. Kisses on your neck and kisses on your thighs. You ever made love on the beach? I'm talking sex in the sand as I go in deep, ayy. You ever make love on the beach? I'm talking sex in the sand as
I'm
so windy, right?
I've been working real late, but you still the one that I want. You heard me, little lady. Be good to me, you my bro. I promise one day that all of this will pay off. Just wait for me, because you and me will be alone.
I know you're lurking on my timeline. Where you sit and wonder if I'm the right guy.
Yeah.
I wanna give it to you like you on mine, but you not though. That don't mean that I won't try. Whole life, every dream I've been living with you. Whole nights on the scheme, I've been really busy.
Okay.
And I swear, babe, it's unintentional. These long nights are meant for the presidential. And I ain't gon' lie, even on my grind, you be heavy in my mind, yeah. I do what it does, man, now I'm coming up. But when it comes to you, girl, it's always all love. Try to understand where I'm coming from. Never meant to neglect you, I'm the one to give you some. Everything else you want, please believe when I say
I'm sorry, I'm making your call. I've been working real late, but you still the one that I want. You heard me, little lady. Because to me, you my bro. I promise one day that all of us disobey all. Just wait for me, because you and me belong.
I elevated my sound, man, this shit feel like a circus, elephants in the room, I been bumping that, yeah. I elevated my sound, man, this shit feel like a circus, elephants in the, yeah. I elevated my sound, man, this shit feel like a circus, elephants in the room. I been bumping that mic, we don't ever use our words, just a pump of our fist. Some shots sent, know it's all in the wrist, I know it's all in the energy, I hope you niggas staying direct. True revenge ain't as good as a taste of respect. Some niggas really thought they sold for a check, but dotted lines, they don't never connect. Why would I have a stress? About a few white faces in a boardroom full of promises with a plan to extort you. Same faces you would see in a courtroom. 5 to 10 years of your life with the judge rule. 5 to 10 year old kid. Kids can't afford to go their childhood without a father. Think about the pressure, think about the trauma. Another drug addict, another store shot up, another slug dropping. Niggas started where they fall, I just hit rock bottom. Still sitting with my feelings, I am no politician. Used to pick that Tom Cotton. Now my niggas pull up on the block with a new whip. Too much money, they don't know what to do with. Too many hoes for the boy to act a fool with. Too many Donatellos in the sewers. I just hope my niggas see the light before they lose it. Too rich.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years, struggling with mental control, struggling with breath control, everything. We're gonna try this shit though. Look, won the class. With the Titans, man, teams can relate. Back in school with Malik. On the other hand, we turned all this pain into a check. Watching demons with the white man whipping all these chains. Got drums on the tech like logic don't exist. Hearing shells in the skin now. Ocean forming quick in the city where rocks don't skip unless you slang. Grandpa on it, stole shit from me. Wrist is the coldest, man, freezes the feds in this bitch. You know the outcome when Cartier's in mid-pack. Flow over waves, volume 1 drop. Thanks for 30K. Bad batch, doing big shit, man, manure ain't a thing. It was pouring hard rain, now the sun kissed my skin. We got a baby on the way called Star. Shine bright just like my heart. In the midst of all this shit, I see clear. My mom moving states, I'm alone all again. Words please save me, this is all I know. By my lonely in a different time zone. Grab me a chrome, cause these niggas getting bold. Yeah, niggas getting bold. Man, these niggas getting bold. Grab me a chrome, cause these niggas getting bold. That's all I wrote. I just want to thank you guys for 30K on the Iverson tapes. And with that being said, Cardi, yes.
Sometimes I just want to ride through the city, man, and, you know, kind of just chill out. I'm in a DeLorean, you know, and just chilling. Yeah. Look, from my room, see the city lights. I want to smoke a spliff and enjoy the night. I really must admit this feels so right. Cause I'm cruising through the city, call me Michael Knight. Homies on deck, drinks is on ice. A lot of pretty women, the lure of your life. My motivation is I'm not complacent. I wanna kill everything like my name is Jason. Being the realest nigga, that is my occupation. You really think you know me, you don't know Nathan. I'm on the move though, I've been that dude though. I'm in my own class, welcome to school. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Catch the bull by the horn, watch me ride it out. And rock the block till the day that my time is out. Now put your ones in the air and help me rock it out.
This is how I ride, living yeah. it up at night, stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high, just me and the open road till I overdose. This is how I ride, living it up at night, stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high.
Yeah. I'm stuck in a place where dreams come reality. Learn from the old head, haters gon' be mad at me. Counted as a casualty, shine like the sun, cause the source where I'm bound to be a king like your majesty. Yeah, but I take that bro. Contender to South, that be my MO. Grind to infinity, your mark, let's go. But I'm on my cool tip in my solo zone. Go. Yo, niggas be beefing, and they be bout dumb shit. And women a reason, ain't taking no L's, no. Too many to please them, and women be on one. It changes like the seasons, believe me. But that's what I'm talking about. I grab the bull by the horns, watch me ride it out. And rock the block till the day that my time is out. Now put your ones in the air and help me rock it out.
This is how I ride, living it up at night, stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high. Just me and the open road till I overdose. This is how I ride, living it up at night, stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high. Just me and the open road till I overdose. This is how I ride, living it up at night, stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high. Just me and the open road till I overdose. This is how I ride. Living it up and I ain't stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high. Just me in the open road till I overdose.
But
that's
what I'm talking about. I grab the bull by the horns, watch me ride it out. Yeah. Rock the block till the day that my time is out.
For attention,
no. I like legs in the ceiling to keep it a billion, yeah. And I like running through millions, need someone to build with.
Easy. Only you can make me feel the way you do, you do. Why you keep me coming running back to you, keep me running back.
It's something about you, baby.
Running back like I was running track. Stacking up my rushing yards like a running back. Keep it on lock and I hope it never stop. Cause our smile just pop. Doing cute shit on TikTok balling. You shoot with me in the gym. Use a win in stilettos or Tim's. You hot, they hate cause they ain't fine as you. Keep the chains cause they ain't diamonds you. Let's play a game where we both the winner. Like whoever come first. Make dinner, we question the process. Now we just trust cause we ran seven circles just to get back to us.
Only you can make me feel the way you do, you do. Why you keep me coming running back to you, keep me running back.
It's something about you, baby.
Look, first kiss, pure bliss, no infatuation. I knew at that time I reached my destination. When I look into your eyes, I start the conversation. It's all body language, I'm a linguistics major. Say I'm on me or more, I know there's more in store. Or come on, tally-voo, like baby, how you doing? They might think I'm foolish, but I know what I'm doing. It's me and you against the world, and baby, this our movie. Ooh wee, I grab that thing and be like, this me? Thank you, God, my missing chess piece. Yes, please hold me down and be my piece. Work of art, I'm Leonardo, you Mona Lisa. She's a beast and got with a beast, let's call it beast mode. Ride for the tribe, now she shotgun, that's G-code. Anything they need, the boy is on G-O. I'm going in for life, you with me, baby, now let's roll. You know,
I was blind, yeah.
And it goes,
seems so clear.
The stars, baby, shining. I'm dedicated, working overtime to remind you if you wanna change the climate. These moments will define us. I'm trying to show you something you never seen that's enticing. Cause love don't need a license. Conceal it and cherish it with your soul. All things fresh, that purity made it whole. I love so hard, you gave it all to your boy and came back healed, and now I'm good for your soul. Hope you know you rocking with the best. Told me I can have your heart, and with my life I protect. Now you part of the game. It's far from simple and plain. It's beauty than what we got. That's why I went through the pain. Know your ex is gon' hate. Showed you greater than great. Always watching my moves, ain't trying to make a mistake. I'm gladly carried away. I'm definitely eating the cake. Sorry you had to wait, but God don't make a mistake. You feel me, babe? Hey.
I was blind.
Checking for the fellow, might be Raps Carmelo. I had to let you know I'm really him, bae. But I've been blocking shorties like the Kim Bay. And shorties probably mad because I chose they. But bae, it's you, they don't know what we've been through. Just know I love it here, and baby ain't a damn fool. You can have it all, you know how I do. But it's me, I'm so selfless indeed. I'm gonna make sure you get it, cause I'm a hustler indeed. Yeah, I'm on my cool J, cause I'm in 2D. You know we ain't used to it yet, Christina, that's me. I'm showing you flaws and all. God got us though, we gon' ball and all. I put that on my gurney and all my dolls. You ride with me, love, that's all, that's all. That's all, that's all. It's only, I love you.
Too bad I bet that bitch will fuck with me, nigga. Yeah.
No smoke.
Yeah. really won't smoke. No smoke, no smoke. No smoke, no smoke.
They don't really won't smoke.
No smoke, no smoke. No smoke, no smoke.
Girl, really, really, really.
No smoke, no smoke.
Oh, they big mad. They gon' feel with the big bag. Get you fucked about opinions that a bitch has. Tell her for the money where her mouth is. Shh, it's quiet. Shh. Bitches pockets on a diet. Talking greasy like I won't pop this shit off. Sign on with the shit, she had to knock that shit off. Strong sound, send me nigga real hoes. I should start pimping on you bitches, y'all some real hoes. Think you get a seat at this table, that's a no-go. Uh-oh, they bouncing to our music like a pogo. You bitches sucking dick for one like, that's a low blow. Throw me on a beat and I'ma ride it like a solo. You bitches don't want no smoke. Yeah, I'm aiming for the head, so that best you could've left up on your bed.
It's me, nigga.
See a bullet, got a bitch from San Jose that'll creep up on you bitches with his legs. It's gay.
Y'all know what the fuck it is. Y'all bitches don't want no smoke. It's pretty gay. You know what the fuck it is. Don't play with me, bitch. I'm one of motherfucking one. Pretty gang, it would never be another. Bitch, you are.
Put on for Roselle, I don't know nothing else.
Roselle, USA.
know nothing else. I know for sure I know how to get a bag if I don't know nothing else.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing else. I know my niggas gon' ride for me, that's just the way we set up. Trippin' over these bitches till it's come on, Craig, get up. Why you sneaking this and this shit was different, that's how we met up. Another quarter million on my children, I cannot let up. Handle my vendettas in real life, not the meta. Free all my go-getters, took their time and never admit it. Peace to all my niggas, did they time and now they living. I ran with them wolves, y'all see a goat, I see a dinner. Try to steal a recipe, but they can't, that's why they bitter. Feeling like these niggas is my sons, I need a spitter. Paint the whole room with this drum, get the picture. Told her bring a friend from the club, I know she with it. Ain't no going to grab it from the trunk, better keep it with you. Shit get nasty, name a price, I bet I match it. Give my bitch a 10, but when she with me, she is 30. Niggas like to show off to somebody, close their curves. Hope it's worth it. Yeah.
Let's go.
Nigga call my line, talking too hot, you know I'm dubbing it. She thinks she my girl, cause I let her call me my government. Only trust the guys, you know these niggas be on some other shit. Chevy walking style like, oh my god, I got another stick. You ain't making no noise out in these streets, you really wasn't lit. Tell them hoes I'm back for something.
Yeah. Yeah. Cow.
Tell them hoes I'm back for something.
Yo, it's your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Google Ball Team, No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. We're back for another episode of the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hard Radio. Make sure y'all roll up, pour up. Hey, shout out to the switchboard looking kind of chunky right now because, I mean, we took a day, we took a week off, and now motherfuckers is like really fucking with us. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be right back after this song. So you already know, roll up, pour up, do what you got to do. It's lit.
Good hands, yeah. To the same OG, better know that. Box still dope in the goat, you could quote that.
Facts.
Put beef in the grill, but I smoke that. Cook a beat like a chef, Rich worth that. From the time I get down, fit a Raider cap.
Yeah.
Niggas be so fraud, get a y'all cap. Light old bitch in a minute, that's small cap.
Yeah.
Bottom off the little bitch, kill the footy tat. Home go, all gas, beat racer. Hall clear, no beer, no chaser.
Nah.
Chalk a hater on the spot, eraser.
Fuck.
Killer on the court, like I'm a pacer. 100 on the freeway, I'm the pace star, yeah. Gigging on the beat, that means I'm grooving. Gangsters don't dance, my nigga, we boogie.
Bay in my blood, keep a nigga cold. Ice in his water, keep a nigga froze.
Money in my mind, and I'm steady on the grind. Tony Hawk in his prime, yeah, watch a nigga shine.
Bay in my blood, keep a nigga cold.
Ice in his water, keep a nigga froze.
Money in my mind, and I'm steady on the grind. Tony Hawk in his prime, yeah, watch a nigga shine.
Funky expedition in the Rango, I slide through. Red hottie dolls on my feet, my checks flew. No cash in my person, cause the credit's good. Raised in the birds, but I'm still in the hood. Breaking bread with the fam, yeah, we eating good. The game to be so free for the kids. How to rock, that'll get you 20 years. Homies die every day, shed so many tears. Two packs of the ports in the fifth of Jack. Tupac on the ox, yeah, we run it back. Got the game home, lock, keep the 50 cock. Put the pole to your dome, snatch a nigga soul. Never playing games, cause I'm just too old. Money in the IRA, like Rolani Stone. Gigging on the beat, that means I'm grooving. Gangsters don't dance, my nigga, we boogie.
Bay in my blood, keep a nigga cold.
Ice in this water, keep a nigga froze.
Money in my mind, and I'm steady on the grind. Tony Hawk in his prime, yeah, watch a nigga shine.
Bay in my blood, keep a nigga cold.
Ice in this water, keep a nigga froze.
Money in my mind, and I'm steady on the grind. Tony Hawk in his prime, yeah, watch a nigga shine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, it's your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Google Boo, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. I'm not going to hold you. I'm just going to go ahead and bring on the reason why everybody's here. Ladies and gentlemen, the OTR General, Brody's Daddy, the man that butters the hoes from coast to coast like breakfast toast. Ladies and gentlemen, smooth to do.
Bro.
Yo.
You fucking, my boy Dope. That song, bro, you, man, I ain't gonna say nothing negative on the air, bro. It's another week, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show. Dope 50 Cal coming September.
Coming
it's going
September.
Down.
It's going
We
down.
Working, y'all watching, man. I'm in the middle of New Mexico. Man, I don't even know what I mean. I'm at a rest area. Chilling, I'm cooking these greens and making this mashed potatoes.
Hey.
It's going down.
Hey.
We working, y'all watching, and cooking.
You air frying smooth, you air frying, or you cooking?
Shit, that's cooking. What you saying, man? Let's take a poll for the people in the people online, people in the switchboard. Is air frying cooking?
Nah,
gonna get the answers tallied
up. Nah, that's cheating.
No,
man.
Air frying is cooking, bro.
No, Meemaw never had an air fryer.
They didn't have one back then. My mama got an air fryer now. She from both best of both worlds. Don't do that, bro. Yeah. Not today, my boy. Not today, my boy. Hey, man, we back in effect, man. We took a little hiatus. I was bullshitting last week. Week before that, I don't know. Then the week before that, I was bullshitting. But it don't even matter. We back, goddammit. And we working, y'all watching. What it do, dope? We're crushing.
Hey, we're going to bring on everybody's favorite vertically challenged Negro from Delaware.
The first state. Temple, bro.
The first state. Ladies and gentlemen, Crush the Catalyst.
Y'all know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cobra Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla. Crush the Catalyst, you can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hating nigga in Delaware. There's a rock with no feather. Shit about the gorilla. Cooking in an air fryer is cooking.
Thank you, bro. So two.
What up, my niggas?
What up, my boy? I knew you would see it my way. My guy, yes, sir. Dope, you's a hater. And per usual. Per usual.
This is coming from a nigga that don't cook. So,
what are we talking about? You right. My bad. I shouldn't even let him even strike a nerve. You right.
He's not even allowed to say shit. I don't know why he's talking.
About cooking for shit show. He the host, so he going to talk. But about cooking, you right.
I shouldn't be talking about nothing about
again,
cooking.
We can get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
All y'all got to say is we with it.
Yeah.
So that's 2-1. So honestly, I won already, but we're going to see what the studio audience has to say about air frying. I know the women going to ride with Smooth Dope. They is definitely not going to ride with you on air fry cooking, bro, because that is cooking, bro.
Becca Boo, please make sure that you let Smooth Dude know that that's not cooking. Becca Boo says she's going to let you know.
Shout out Becca Boo. I always tuned in.
Yeah,
I know. The first inaugural No Filter Hall of Famer.
Yes, sir.
We're supposed to be going down to Houston. We're supposed to be going down to Houston next month so we can celebrate our second Hall of Fame inductee. You know what I mean? Shout out to that.
Yeah, we got Maul next month. Maul Malucci.
Oh.
Maul Malucci is this year's.
Maul Malucci. Yeah. And then, you know.
Shout out to everybody tuned in.
Yeah.
Motherfucker golden brown, bro. Crispy, too. I really need to take a picture and put them on the No Filter page.
Yeah. That's what you need to do, Smooth.
I'm talking shit.
You need to put it on the page. Okay. So, supposedly, Jit and the Grindhard family was supposed to come through today, but Jit, apparently, they got rats at his store, right? So, they got rats at his store. So,
they got rats at it? Rats?
Yeah. When I say rats, I'm talking about they got rats.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So they got rat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's up.
So shout out to Jit for staying at the GOP late today. But it's perfectly okay because we can still have a great show. I had some phenomenal topics that we were going to talk about today. And one of them was going to be we were going to run for president. That's what we were going to do on the No Filter show today. We were going to
definitely not voting for you, my boy. My crush.
I ain't gonna lie though.
I'm not even gonna lie, crush. You my guy, but I don't even think you would get my vote, bro. Cause you be, I don't know, man. Nigga want Usher at the motherfucking me, the new Usher CD hot to you and shit, and that shit trash. You don't want to listen to Kanye. Kanye may have
wanted
to pull
crazy
up.
You crazy as shit. You crazy as shit. This shit slap.
I've been playing this shit since Saturday.
You bugging.
I still ain't even checked it out. Matter of fact, that's going to be my goal.
See, how you want to talk about this trash and you didn't even listen to it? See?
Yeah, I know.
That's that bullshit.
Okay, I started the first two songs, and my phone rang, and I kept driving, and I ended up turning it off. I'm going to try it again for my boy Crush in the morning, the whole thing, no skips, like I do every other CD. And I'm going to call you and give you my honest opinion tomorrow, Crush. You ready? I haven't listened to it all.
Yeah. So, I guess we can wait for Quest to get in the building before we can start running for president.
I don't want me for president, bro. I'm not even gonna run, bro. Let me be like a cabinet member, talking shit like that. Black.
I'm not running. The only one that will be viable is Question, because I wouldn't want to be president. Smooth wouldn't vote for me. I doubt Smooth want to be president. Nobody will fucking vote for you. So the only one is Question.
Question, yeah.
Wait.
So
how do you?
There
go
the election. There go the election right there.
Like I
you haven't even. You haven't heard my platform.
Great cabinet member though, like for shit show. So don't. I don't want to sound like negative now, Ned, when it comes to you, bro. Cause you'll be a great cabinet member. We all chilling. Vetoing shit, you know what I'm saying? Doing all type of GPS and classified in the White House.
I'd be a great cabinet member, but I could be a great speaker of the House, but president,
yeah,
nah, I'm good.
Shit like that. Yeah, some shit like that. Yep, exactly. And I'd be like the defense dude, you know what I'm saying? Colin Powell or some shit like that. Condoleezza Rice.
Oh.
Let me be this.
I'm gonna be Speaker of the House, and I'm gonna go to the podium like, all right, see what happened was.
Hell yeah. I'm fucking digging this. Now, we gotta figure out what you gonna be, cause I ain't gonna lie, bro. I probably wouldn't even vote for you either, though. Like you smart and shit, but you're a little too smart, bro. Most of the presidents got a little ain't all the way just 100% smart, bro. I don't know. I don't trust it, bro.
Yeah. I think the last smart president we had besides Obama, who was the last smart president we had before Obama?
Man, probably Reagan, bro. And I don't really think he was smart.
Reagan was dumb.
No, Reagan was dumb as fuck. He was a puppet.
I'm thinking
he was a puppet
Carter.
President.
I said Reagan, but I'm thinking about Carter. Jimmy Carter.
Ooh.
You might be right on Carter.
Jimmy Carter was a Bible thumper.
Okay. Okay. See, I wasn't even born for nobody.
What about What about Papa Bush?
No.
He was a shrewd businessman, but he was a horrible president.
Yeah, he wasn't really that smart.
But he was smart though. That. Like you were saying, smart president. Oh, you're talking about like smart at the job.
No. Smart as in intelligent,
not business, like all the way around.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Nigga, was it ever a president? Nigga, you know what I got me thinking now? Was it ever a president that was?
Think about it. So most of the presidents before
Kennedy?
because Theodore Roosevelt, he had a law degree.
Okay.
Yeah, like niggas that actually had degrees and were smart.
Does that make you smart though? Because you book smart, I guess that's the smart you're looking for.
Well, I'm just saying. So here's the thing that before you actually used to have some type of smart. Like Abraham Lincoln was smart as fuck, right?
Okay.
Even Grant, Ulysses S. Grant, he was dumb as a box of rocks, and he was a drunk, right? I think Theodore Roosevelt was the last one, because Franklin, that now here's the craziest thing, right? Franklin and Theodore were second cousins. Franklin married Theodore's daughter. That's some incest shit. Look, I get it, but it's some incest shit.
Damn, I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. Man, hold on. We got the 318 in the building. Oh, 318, last four digits, 8691. Who we got in the building?
Hey, before you say your name, stop. Is air frying, is that cooking? That's the only thing we want to hear.
What?
No.
Air frying is not cooking?
No.
Why do you say? Oh man, hang up, man. We're gonna hang up.
Air frying is nothing but a sophisticated microwave.
Hey,
it's a microwave with a master's degree.
You can't cook chicken in a microwave. You can't cook salmon in a microwave.
You can't air fry it.
You can't air fry it.
Exactly. That's why. It's a microwave with a doctor's degree.
Man, hang up on this person. Man. Now, what's up? Man, how you doing?
Who we got in the building? What's your name? What's your name?
Shout out to you, Lynn, aka the girl next door.
Hey. Okay, great. All right. Man, we're doing wonderful. We're doing wonderful.
Shooting the shit.
Hi, Claire.
Oh.
Hey, no, I don't think he's on the line.
He's still at work.
Okay.
But it's okay. You're more than welcome to stay on the line because Smooth is and Fresh. Yeah, pause. But he's coming. Yeah, he's coming.
Okay, pause.
We definitely appreciate the estrogen on the phone line.
Thanks.
Yes, I was the one.
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't start that.
Oh, this Lynn.
Lynn.
I didn't hear your name. Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
We definitely need you, you can stay in the building with us, Lynn. You know, you family. But now I'm definitely disappointed at you with the air fryer.
It's not really cooking. It's a microwave with a doctor's degree. You just season the stuff just like you would a microwave. You pop it in there, you set a timer, and it goes off. It's cooked.
Bruh.
It's just a little sophisticated, that's all.
Yeah. When the kids can use an air fryer, I don't know, bro. I'm just saying. Because the kids can use
a microwave. My son know how to use a microwave.
Facts.
Again, though, you're not allowed to talk. You don't cook.
I do cook. That's just not all the time.
No, we're talking about
dope. He's not allowed to talk. He's not even allowed to speak in this conversation.
Not having to cook and choosing not to cook is a completely different than I can't cook. Mm-hmm. See?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, he can't.
I'm just... All right, so we're gonna wait for a request to get in there before we vote for our president, right? We can do a light talk about the Super Bowl. We can do a light talk about the Super Bowl since the light-skinned brother won. The black man winning. It just so happens he was light-skinned. So shout out to Pat Mahomes for winning. Shout out to Shannon Sharp. Hey, here's some gay shit, right? Shannon Sharp was on the video with his nigga Chad Ochocinco talking a gang of shit about Mike Epps, and then but a few hours later, this nigga saying, "I apologize." I don't like them type of niggas. I don't like them.
No, but I don't think Shannon Sharp street, like, I don't know, man.
But see, that's
did
the thing. He thought.
Yeah,
he apologized.
Now, I seen Mike Epps apologize.
Hold on. What did he say, and why did he? What did he apologize?
So
what did he say, and what was his reason for apologizing?
So Shannon Sharp said, "Hey, Mike Epps, what you said was a lie, and when I see you, I'm gonna bust you to the white meat." Basically, that's what he's saying. And then, I mean, if y'all don't know, Mike Epps is really in them streets. And he's moving in L.A.
No,
LA
I'm saying what did Shannon Sharp say about Michael?
That's what
No. Listen. I got it, dope. All right, Crush. You know, Mini Pimp, Cat Williams was on Bro Show. Shay Shay.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. Mike Epps was like, you know, he was online kind of like, damn, ain't nobody, he didn't name me. I want a little press or whatever. I think Shannon Sharp was trying to get him to say something about him, but he didn't. He kept it solid. Now, Mike Epps, in a joke, he was joking, I think it was sometime last week or 2 weeks ago, said something about Shannon Sharp looking gay. He ain't said it in them words.
Nigga look like my dear. He called him zesty.
And say he look like my dear sitting up interviewing buddy or whatever. So Shannon Sharp and Ochocinco on their radio show, that's when he got tough and was saying to Mike Epps that he gonna see him and he gonna do something to him. Now, Mike Epps laid a video that I think it was yesterday or even Saturday talking about, bro, I'm going to see you in like 2 weeks or something, somewhere. You're going to be there and I'm going to be there. And, nigga, we can handle it. But he's like, bro, I'm really, like, ain't trying to go there because, you know, he don't fight. He's going to shoot. But he didn't say that word. In them words, that's what Mike Epps said. But he still said again, that he reiterated what he did say. He say, you was looking zesty or whatever, and he say, Ochocinco, you got beat up by the white boy, so you don't even need to be talking. Like, he re-said what he said about Shannon Sharp, and he added Ochocinco now. So, I don't know. Shannon Sharp ain't came back yet.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Shannon, like, niggas that are big, they just swear that, okay, it's not going to be a fair fight. I'm just letting you know, like, when you one of them niggas, we are too old to be fighting. So if you press me, I'm shooting you. And I'm going to shoot you somewhere where it's manslaughter and assault and not a homicide. So I'm going to shoot
you
below the waist.
A lot of them big niggas, they don't know how to fight. Now, if they hit you, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, facts.
But just because a nigga big, bro, come on, man. Like, you ain't really scaring no skinny nigga. We know the pap, 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 move around. Pap, 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 if we going to box.
Facts.
But I'm 40, about to be 41 next in March. What is it, January still? What is it? Is it February? It's February.
February.
I'll be 41. Man, I've been saying this is like 35, 36, bro. I'm not fighting with you niggas, man.
That's real, man. I'm not fighting.
I'm not tough for this.
I'm not tussling with nobody. No.
I keep all these bullets for a reason and these extended clips. First, you seen
I'm not worried about that. Maybe it's me, but I like punching on niggas.
Now, don't get me wrong. Ain't nobody scared. And if it come down to it, then, you know, let's get busy. But however,
I'm
my
not
first
even going
to
lie. Lynn, I'm scared. I'm not going to lie, Lynn. I'm scared.
I'm not, though. Like, I'm not. And I'm like one of them calm people that you don't really know what I'm about to do because I'm really like just having a conversation with you. And then next thing you know, you just hit. So,
Lynn, listen, though. The guys know this. I think I've only had two altercations fighting my whole life. So I think I would actually kill somebody. Like if I got that angry to want to, like I'll take off and start pounding on you. Like I might not stop type shit. So I'm scared to fight. Now I done shot at, been shot back, like. Allegedly, because, you know, 7 years statute law, but I think it's been over 7 years. But
we just going to say allegedly.
I didn't all that shoot them up, bang, bang, street shit. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm scared of what I might do. So I tell people I'm scared. I'm scary. Yeah, I'm the most scariest nigga. I'm scary, man. For real. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can see how a motherfucker stab a motherfucker and stab him 22, 30 times. Like, I can see that. I can see me doing that. Because I just black out.
Well, my mom always said, don't fight nobody that's scared or because they going to do something to you that I never thought they'll do.
Exactly. Chris, what you thinking on that, Chris? Because you the one like the box niggas and shit.
I mean,
to each his own.
Yeah. If I'm going to go to jail, it's not going to be.
It's something about my fist cracking on somebody's jaw that just gives me a sensation that can't be
duplicated.
That's
going to
give me a hug, Chris.
Yes, it's like Andrew Marr.
It's
okay.
It's just
fighting
a week.
Dude, silly.
Bruh. Now, also, we want to talk about, shout out to the lady that hasn't, the white lady that hasn't washed her hair in 20 years. Now, it was on Instagram. If there was ever a time.
What is it called?
She probably got all types of wingworms.
No, your algorithm be fucked up, because how do you be seeing half this shit that you be seeing, bro?
I don't even question it.
My algorithm, it's not really meant, it's because I like interesting stuff, and I also like stuff that's outside the norm, right? But anyway, the white lady, she walks into the building, right? Now, I've seen the no shirt, no shoes, no service. I've seen that. But when you come into a place, an establishment, and your hair looks like clay face, right? And you literally have flies but hovering around your hair. She has not washed her hair in 20 years. It looks like one long piece. It looks like yellow Laffy Taffy, right?
Ew.
The hair is sticking out of it. It's just...
That's
but,
fucking gross.
I would say tag me in that shit, but I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, do not tag me in that shit.
Don't send it to the group message chat thing, bro, on Instagram. Please, dog.
He's probably going to be an asshole.
He's going to do it anyway.
Look, I seen it, and right when I got ready to send it, my damn thing refreshed. God dog it.
We did not want to see that shit, bro.
I was holding it for you. I was holding it for you. Oh, no, here we go. Here we go. Hold on. Hold, please.
Mama. I hate that shit when I find a follow thing on Twitter, and, like, the bitch be getting hit from the back, and they be fucking real good, and then I accidentally... refresh it, and then I'm scrolling trying to find it. I got 20,000 followers. Like, come on, bro. I'm never going to see this ever again.
Yeah, that's the worst feeling in the world. Like, come on.
Bro,
What was her name?
And then you try to type the name. I try to type the name in and whatever, and it's like, no, that ain't it. It don't pop up. It don't auto populate for you and shit. I'm like, God.
No, it's when you scroll by accident, you didn't meet, you forgot the bookmark. Like when you refresh by accident.
This is how it happened to me. I closed the app, go to something else, and then I come back to the app and it automatically refresh. I was like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's all right.
So,
good night.
We gonna talk. Lynn.
Yes,
Lynn.
Lynn,
don't start that.
Lynn. Hey, okay. So, Lynn, you know that frivolous holiday is coming up, right? That frivolous holiday is coming up. Now. Let me ask
it's
you
actually
something.
In 2 days,
one.
Ain't it? Ain't it in 2 days?
Yeah. Lynn, number one, do you have a Valentine?
I have a few.
Damn!
Talk your shit!
I have a couple.
Okay. All right, so here's the question I got to ask.
I kind of want to ask, can I be one?
You said
after
what?
After 8 p.m.
Okay, after 8 p.m.
After 8 p.m., are you going to be at any of their houses after 8 p.m.?
Oh, no. I'm going to be at home rubbing my feet together.
Oh. Rubbing the fucking feet together. I love Lynn.
I have to get up and go to work the next day, so, yeah, none of that's going on.
Simple, man. I love Lynn.
Lynn, a cold piece. Lynn and Cole P.
She said, I'm putting you niggas on curfew.
Man, look. She getting her Olive Garden. She getting her Cheesecake Factory. She's getting all her, all the presents.
Balloons, roses, all of that shit. Chocolate, strawberries, the grapes with sugar on top, different flavors. All of that shit. She need all of that. But guess what? I will be sleeping alone, rubbing my feet together with the AC on. Under my best blanket,
with the phone on DND. The phone is on DND, so you can't even be disturbed. With
no, to make
the
to make them.
I
was gonna say to make them niggas think. To make them niggas think something going on, but it really ain't. Ooh, you females.
I don't even. I don't even finna play with your feelings. I'm just not answering.
Oh, that's cold blooded. Oh,
treacherous. No, it's just, right. I'm not in I'm in a relationship, but my guy is locked up or whatever. He knows what I'm doing out here. So it's not nothing I'm in a relationship with anybody, but it's some people that like me and want to get me something for Valentine's Day. And I'm getting a couple people some things, too. It's, you know, it's fair exchange, no robbery, but sleeping with somebody and you come, I'm cool. I'd rather be alone.
How long is he locked up for?
He actually just did his clemency paperwork, so we'll see if they're gonna let him out. But they gave him 20 to life. They gave him the elbow. So we're gonna see if the clemency paperwork goes through though.
Free guys,
okay.
Man.
All right. Well, how long have you been in there? How long
he's
you been in
Los
there?
10 years.
Whoa. Okay. Y'all married, right?
No, we're not married. We've been off and on for 10 years. He got locked up. We knew each other back, you know, you guys know I'm from Colorado. So we were together back in 2000, between 2011, 2012. And, you know, then we kind of lost contact. We got back in contact, back and forth. Then he got locked up or whatever, and then we kind of been in consistent contact since he's been locked up, so it's kind of serious.
Okay, so he's been locked up for 10, and y'all, I mean, because this is serious. Like
I can't find a girl to stay loyal to me while I go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is some brother after locked up cut shit.
Man. All right, well, shoot. We're gonna rock. So, okay. We're gonna rock with it. So, what I was going to talk about this old raggedy, ass Valentine's Day, right?
Okay.
First of all, I hate niggas that say Valentine's, T-I-M-E-S. I hate you niggas with a passion. Oh, my God, ain't nothing worse than a nigga that says Valentine's Day. Nigga, ain't no multiplication in this shit. It's Valentine. Valentine with the N, not an M. First of all.
I mean, you know that country is worse, though.
I'm just saying, man. I know there's country time, like lemonade, ain't no Valentine. Now, another thing that I want, here's my thing when it comes to Valentine's Day, right? If you are with a woman, for example, weddings, right? Why do why does the ring size matter? Why does the ring matter at all? Why does the ring,
why it matters?
Yes.
Because I'm marrying you, and I want to proudly wear my ring and say I'm Mrs. Well, my boyfriend, his last name is Ward. I am Mrs. Ward's wife. Baby, I just won the Super Bowl. You hear me?
Hey, look,
I just won the championship.
That's what that paper for.
That's what the paper, and everybody can't see the paper. Everybody can't.
Well,
I'm holding my license. You know what I'm saying? The ring size, at least for me, I don't, you know, some other women that don't prefer big rings, and, you know, to each their own. However, for me, for being the player that I've been, for me to hang up my jersey, baby, I need the Super Bowl ring, okay? I need the clusters. I need the diamonds. I need this motherfucker to be shining everywhere I go. I'm Mrs. Ward. I can't fit my hand in my purse because why? I hung up my jersey. I won the Super Bowl, okay? That's for me.
I just so you know the craziest thing, right? They say psychologically the reason why women want big rings is the same reason why niggas have dick envy, right? It's basically you want a big ring to make other hoes jealous because they don't have as big of a ring as you have.
And that's fine. And it says, yep, here I go.
Hey,
baby, because it's some women that wanted to be with him or trying to be with his baby mom hates my guts. Oh God, she hates my guts. So when I get this ring on my finger, baby, here you go. Every time you're picking up and dropping your kid off, you're going to see this ring. I won the Super Bowl, sweetie.
Ooh, shit. All right. So when it's Valentine's Day. So we were talking about the Valentine's Day, and I'm sitting there like, the only reason why Valentine's Day matter to women is because when their girlfriends ask them, what did you get or what happened, you don't want to be the chick that said, he didn't get me nothing. He could pay your rent. He could have bought you a brand new car for your birthday. He could take your kids to get ice cream every Saturday. Like, he can do everything you want, but if he don't get you nothing on Valentine's Day, is it really that bad? I need to know. Is it really that bad if a nigga don't get you something for Valentine's
Day? It depends on the status of you guys' relationship, too. Now, if he's doing all of those things, per se, I mean, who really wants to be the kid? It's like, you know, getting picked for dodgeball. Who wants to be the last person picked? You know what I'm saying? Who wants to be the kid that nobody wants on their team? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, the kid that whose dad don't ever come to nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be that person. So, yes, for some women, it's an ego thing. Like, oh, you know, I want something, too. Or I want to fit in with everybody else, too. So maybe that's what it is.
I mean, we can take it back to grade school. Who wanted to be the one that didn't get no Valentine and they all little cubby box?
Right. Ooh. Nobody wants to be that kid or that person.
Nobody wants to be that person.
Yeah, nobody wants to be without or not accepted. You know what I'm saying?
But this is my question. This is my question, because this has always got to me. What do we get on Valentine's? Like, what do we get besides the same old pussy?
Well, no, I actually get stuff on Valentine's Day. I ain't gonna lie. I get stuff on Valentine's Day. I ain't gonna lie. I get the pussy. Don't get wrong. I get the pussy, but I also get other stuff on Valentine's Day.
I'm with Crush, but normally I bring the shit on myself because I don't do holidays. I've been like this since I was a teenager, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old. I don't really like holidays, really. Christmas, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving. I don't know. I get a little between November to February. I'll be a little standoffish. because I've never really got anything worth getting. A lot of people have got me things, you know, the normal, you know, bullshit. But y'all don't want to say bullshit because a lot of people be like it's the thought that counts or equal it to that or say that. But it always be bullshit. I never get anything that I want. It's always what they think I should have and not what I actually really wanted. And I think that has always ruined it for me. And I just tell people, hey, don't get me anything. I won't get you nothing. And we'll just be even Steven. But a nigga like me, when you are with Smoothie Dude or I like you or whatnot, I've always been with the attitude every night is Valentine's and every day is Christmas. So I'm showering you with gifts.
Right. That nigga hit him with the baby face. That nigga hit him with the baby face right there.
So, I'll make February 20th a special day just because the world's saying this is the day. Like, I ain't never been that type of guy. Like, let me buy you something on March the 3rd or September 26th. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the day I'm going to spoil you. I ain't going to do it on the days that society say do it. Christmas or Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, you know, whatever. But I just catch you on a Wednesday, like the second Wednesday of April. Like, nigga, let's go shopping, boo. Come on. Like, come on, I got you.
But on my hand, back when women actually liked me, which was a long time ago. Back when somebody actually gave a fuck about me, I used to ball the fuck out on Valentine's Day. I'm talking about candlelit dinner and everything, fixing the whole crib up, rose petals going up the steps and everything, mood lighting, all the whole nine, cooked you your favorite meal, everything, like big ass card and teddy bear sitting on the table, like all that's for you. What I get?
Shout out to Crush, man. Shout out to Crush, man.
Y'all need to start dating people that actually like you.
I was just gonna say that.
I'm trying to find somebody that like me.
You gotta find people that.
It is difficult.
Dating is difficult, but when you go where you celebrate, not where you tolerate it, though.
Ooh. Talk that talk. I respect it.
Like, if I was dating people that really didn't like, they liked the way I look, they liked the idea of me, but liking me as a person, they didn't like me, and it showed. So I had to start dealing with people that actually liked me and actually wanted to fuck with me. Not fuck me, but fuck with me. And that's two different, people get that confused. But find somebody that want to fuck with you.
All right, so shout out to this lousy holiday that's coming up. So it's supposed to be about love, but you know, we say love don't cost a thing, but that's a lie. That's a lie. Love costs a lot.
Ain't no romance without finances, what they say now.
Ooh.
We ain't dropping bombs today.
All right, so now that we got that out the way, I tried to wait for Quest, but since he's not going to come through, since we got Lynn in the building, if you are a straight male, and you play a gay character on television, my personal opinion is you're gay. You're gay for pay or you're just gay. Because there is not an amount of money that you're going to pay me where I'm going to tongue kiss a man on television and go back to my wife and kids. It's not happening, bro. So, Lynn, if a nigga say he's straight, but he on P Valley tongue kissing this big ass linebacker and dry humping him to death, is that nigga gay?
Okay. Oh God, I've had this conversation with so many people. I'm gonna say, and this is because just the tricks of Hollywood. Them two people may not even be in the same room. It may look like what we're seeing is there. You know what I'm saying? It might be Hollywood effects and stuff that we don't know that's going on.
We had to put Lynn on mute because she tried to sell that bullshit on the No Filter show. We're going to go ahead and bring her back so she can answer the question. Hold on. Lynn, can we go ahead and do it? I had to, because she tried to come with the bullshit on No Filter like Harvey Weinstein is listening to your phone call right now.
Ooh,
Lynn.
You know what? You're gay. Like, you're gay. And you kind of caught me at the wrong time because I found out somebody I was dealing with or whatever is like on the down low. So you're gay.
You're gay.
You've had some thoughts. You've had some feelings. You know what I'm saying? In order for you to get into that, character, get into that, you know what I'm saying, that scene, like, you have to take yourself there. And most actors and actresses, they pull from personal experience in order to pull them type of characters out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you're good.
The dude that was on Power, the Tariq one, where him he keeps switching characters. Mm. I'm like, bruh. Like, you kiss more than one dude. Like, you are a habitual.
Wait, Drew's not gay for real?
I think he's gay for real. He looks gay for real.
I think he's gay in real life. Yeah, some of them characters are gay in real life. Now, the dude from Peak Valley, he's married or whatever the case may be. But I don't know. He may have had him a little gay moment when he was younger or something. I don't know.
Even if you do suspect stuff, like if you skeeting your chick and you go down there and eat her after you're gay. Wait. Did my son just say
I don't do it, but look.
Oh, hold on. I got to wait for my son to justify this. Hold on. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Don't embarrass the child.
Flag on the play.
Bruh,
ejection from the game. Nah, we not doing that.
I had to look at my kid real quick just to make sure he adjusted it. He adjusted it, but I'm just saying that for a minute there, he was looking real Kevin Gates. He was looking real Kevin Gates. When the nigga said he drinks a cup of piss, I was through. I was done. I said, I'm good.
Wait a minute.
Kevin Gates was on the show, and he said, and she asked him, hey, have you ever drank urine? He said, yes. I love when a chick pees in my mouth. He likes to go to the shower.
He's talking about squirt.
No. See, Hey, you see how Lynn be trying to find an excuses for these niggas? No, Lynn. She said piss. And
like,
even if you like,
pee, like yeah.
If, yeah. Look, look. Anytime a chick has squirted in my face, I still get upset because it still has a nasty taste, right? It don't taste very good. Even though it's not pee-pee, it's still urine.
It's
still got remnants of pee. You still got remnants of pee, and it will burn your eye. Let it get in your eyeballs. It's going to burn. I'm just saying.
Pause. If her squirt is making your eyes burn, she needs to go to the doctor.
Her pH balance fucked up.
Yeah, it's not supposed to burn.
Wait. How many guys have you squirted in their eyeballs?
I don't know, probably a few dozen. I don't know. Nobody's ever told me about it.
She said a few dozen.
Shit, I ain't no spring chicken. I've been around the block a couple times.
She done squirted niggas in the eye. All right, hey, we got Quest in the building. Worldwide Quest in the building, man. Shout out to Worldwide Quest, man.
What's happening, man? What's happening? Boy in a building.
Look, I saw, number one, we already know that you're a King Valentine's Day, right? But DeLorean. Mr. DeLorean is.
Man, please, you seen that text message earlier? We don't celebrate this year around here. You see that text message earlier? Don't put me on 4th Street.
We had to make sure that the listeners, because they know that, you know, they know you got Bay, don't know.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, basically, we don't celebrate this shit. You show me this shit every day. You got them right. You're damn right. You're damn right.
I'm the only romantic one here, and nobody fucking likes me.
No.
I'm romantic.
You're not
too.
The only romantic
I'm
one. However, she said. And you think it? Because I do what I do. So I don't need a day when I do that shit all year. God damn it! The fuck? Continue.
Yeah. The that's
ain't nothing wrong with me. To each your own, but.
All right. So quick.
I mean, sometimes you just wonder. Well, maybe it's just me, but I like the aesthetic of the pageantry, like. I want to step out with my girl, like, and look good at it.
Right.
Make people envious of us. Like,
no,
yeah, you see us. We out here.
Shit on these niggas.
Right, so,
okay? Fall on these niggas.
That's what I'm saying.
Fall on these niggas.
Man, fuck you.
Imagine, these niggas hate
what?
These niggas hate it, but matching sex. Yes, we stepping out, but give me a reason.
I
will shine up my Stacey's, put on my best suit, let me go.
I love it.
I don't care. The only reason why I don't go outside looking like a hobo is because I don't want nobody talking bad to my kids or to my grandma. Other than that, I can care. But I gotta, you know, I can't have like, hey, you know, your dad was over there looking like he's collecting change on the interstate. So that's the reason why I don't look like a bum all the time. But I really could care less. But hey, Quest. So
yes,
here's my question. We got, and
yes,
then
sir.
we're gonna run for president after this question.
Big facts.
No, we're not. We already voted Quest.
No, I didn't vote shit. I didn't vote shit.
Nobody's going to vote for you.
Oh, wait. Question. Tiebreaker shouty. We ain't taking no more votes after you because you finna be the tiebreaker. It's 2-2 right now. 2-2. Is air frying cooking?
On a cool... Fuck no, but
Man, what? I ain't this weak ass nigga. Black and brown management. Black and brown management is over with, man.
Listen.
That right
here. Listen. Wait. But you can't cook.
It's a yes or no question. It's a yes or no.
Yeah,
no.
It's a yes or no, bro. Yeah. I want to hear what you say. I want to hear what you got to say. But you already messed it up. So it's
no, I'm going to tell you why. But, all right, listen. I'm going to tell you why. You can cook things in the air fryer, but the art of cooking means that you don't just put the shit in there, hit the button, and then let that shit do its thing. It's just like in the oven. You don't really cook shit in the oven. You bake
like
shit, right? Cook. Yeah, but, like, cooking really means, like, skillet, nigga, oils. All right, it might be too hot, but it's better down. I gotta whisk some shit, right?
That's why y'all shit don't be coming out in the air fryer straight, nigga. I check on my shit every 5 minutes. I bounce it around the basket and shit.
Okay, listen. Let's try this question next week because I hadn't used the air fryer in a minute. All right, I stopped using the air fryer.
Me and Crush lost, man. It's cool, man. But God damn, bro, I'm really second guessing going in and doing this business with you, bro.
I be meal prepping. I do consists of me having to cook my food. So for me, that shit ain't cooking. I'm just letting you know. You can put shit in there and it cooks in the air fryer, but that's not cooking. You don't go to a fucking restaurant and tell them, hey, put all my meal in the air fryer.
Man, you don't know really what they doing back there. That shit come out sizzling.
Man,
they don't know.
They ain't that water whipping. They ain't that water whipping like that young dog. Nigga,
I used to work at a couple restaurants. Man, we pop that shit in the microwave and stir the mashed potatoes up. And heat up that gravy and put it in a container.
All right, cool. I worked at Kitchen Express. Them old folks back there cooking, for real.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I worked at Luby's, nigga.
Hey, all that shit
come in a bag.
Here's the thing now. Don't disrespect Luby's. I was just saying.
Not Luby's. What's the other cafeteria over there? In the west side of
Frankie's.
Yeah, I worked at Frankie's. All that shit came in a bag, and we'll throw that shit in some hot water or in a microwave, and then put it in a pot and stir it up and serve it to the old folks, and they loved it.
Okay. You're right.
But
all I'm saying is
air fryer ain't cooking to y'all three, but me and Crush gonna whip that motherfucking air fryer out and gonna check it every 5 to 7 minutes and bounce it in the basket and pop it back in there and maybe throw a little bit more seasoning on there because it wasn't on the left side of the chicken wing like it needed to be.
Cool.
Nah, y'all want, man.
It's a healthier choice. You don't want, meal prep.
Yeah, meal prep. So I can cook it for real.
Lynn,
basically,
you
precious
don't want to hear that shit, man.
They got cocaine, and we snowfall. We snowfall over here because we really whip it. Y'all cocaine, we snowfall.
No, you ain't doing
nigga,
nothing.
Nigga, you don't do shit.
Exactly. You ain't doing nothing, bro.
Somebody
used to cook in the early 70s and shit.
He's mad at me because he said the air fryer is a sophisticated microwave. It has a doctor's degree. So he's been mad at me ever since.
The part is, I'm not even mad at that comparison. Shoot, all the way. I'm not even mad at that.
Because the air fryer changed my life. I ain't even allowed to put it better.
No, air fryer changed my life too.
I'm not saying it's a bad device. It's a great device to have.
It's a
but
great
you
device. It's just not
like,
cooking.
Yeah, that ain't cooking, G, but to each is their own.
Right.
When you hit the button and you put it on the temp, and you push that time, it say time cook. It don't say Right.
You can
say time cook.
Listen, it is.
So
it
you
is
don't
cooking.
Think using the oven? So you don't think using the oven is cooking either? Quest?
That's baking. That's baking, bro.
Baking. That's baking.
That's cooking though. It's a form. It's a form of meal preparation. Yes. So the only cooking to y'all is on the eye of a stove.
That involves oil of some sort. Oil, butter, margarine.
Yeah, that
is cooking.
The crock pot is not cooking either.
Crock pot is not cooking, no.
It's not
a rice cooker
either.
Is not cooking. A rice cooker is not cooking.
Hey, don't mess with me. I'll see y'all next week, man.
Rice cooker is not cooking, bro.
Man, a crock pot is fucking cooking. A crock pot is not cooking.
If you're doing all that, you're cooking. And you got the rice cooker out of the crock pot, the oven. You cooking. Fuck that.
Those are the microwave sisters and brothers. And all right,
so listen. All right, check it out. Check it out.
Dude, they said that they sister and brother. They said they sister and brother. You stupid.
Hey, look. Check this out. So what's the saying? They say now we cooking with grease. They don't say we cooking with an air fryer, nigga. They say now we cooking with grease. Come on, man.
Because it reduces the grease and oils and fats, and that's the whole point of an air fryer. So it's like greaseless, oilless.
The first person in his family to go to college. That's it. That's all.
I said Meemaw did not use an air fryer. Meemaw used a cast iron skillet.
She used a crock pot, nigga. Don't do that, nigga.
She used the crock pot when
that's
she didn't feel like cooking.
That's the older sister. That's the older sister.
When they didn't feel like cooking.
I put the roast in the crock pot, nigga.
When y'all get off of school, unplug it or turn off the crock pot. That's not cooking. That's slowly heating.
That's marinating. For real.
Y'all bugging.
Thank you, Crush. Me and Crush on the same fucking page, bro. Page one of the fucking manual. You motherfuckers is on a whole nother planet.
This is my last thing, right? The only reason why I consider it not cooking is because if you walk away from it, it'll automatically cut off. And you can't burn your food.
If you got the setting, which is the time cooked too high or too long, it will burn. What are you saying?
I'm saying because Smooth the Dude is an intelligent black man, he's going to set it to do the thing he needed to do. Smooth the Dude is going to set that bitch and walk away or go walk Brody, and it's not gonna burn. Last rebuttal, and I'm gonna leave it alone.
Okay. Let Chris say we gotta say. If you put six pieces of chicken in the air fryer, and it say cook for 25 minutes, and you don't toss that shit, the top gonna be burnt, my nigga. You have to.
You're gonna shake it, not just walk away.
But
you're gonna shake that shit too. You're gonna pull it out, look at it, all right, cool, and shake it. Or get the little fork.
Get the fork.
Listen,
<That's not cooking. laughs>
we can agree to disagree. I get it. I understand. I love you, my brother. I love you, but I'm saying.
We ain't never not been on the same page, bro. I don't know how to feel about this, bro. Real shit. Like, I'm 20 plus your friendship, bro. I'm contemplating everything, bro. Right now, bro.
You got me on my feelings, though,
because we ain't never not agreed or at least came to an understanding, bro. And I'm definitely not feeling this right.
Y'all can't blend the brotherhood over an air fryer. Listen, we done boy.
It's cool.
I'm over here about to drop a tear.
My boy,
All I know, all I know.
Dude, I don't even want to. I don't want to even talk no more. Friendship about the end. Over.
All, hey, all I know. Question agree with me.
The fuck?
Question agree with me. I won.
Hey, no, you know what? No, you know what? Fuck that. That shit is. I'm not a career adult.
Hey, see, that's what I'm talking about. My man.
Look, and you look. Then you pull it out and put some extra seasoning on it. Just to make
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. Bye-bye.
Put the extra little paprika on it, a little pepper, y'all.
Don't remove it.
Wow.
Fuck all that.
Yeah, fuck all that.
I'm never agreeing with dope, nigga. Fuck
it.
That shit considered gourmet cooking, nigga. Damn,
Oh my god.
Gourmet cooking, nigga.
Yeah,
gourmet,
nigga.
Gourmet.
Hey, we're sad the links
we would go to not to agree with dope.
Hey, dope, you shouldn't have said that, bro. You actually really had you and Quest on the same little way.
Yeah. Fuck all that. Nah, that's in cooking, nigga.
That's some cooking.
That shit cooking, nigga. On babies, nigga.
Now, Quest, what was you about to say though? Before I rudely interrupted you though. Quest, you already know can't nothing break this up, man. Come on, man.
Oh yeah, big fact. Big fact.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I forgot, actually, for real now.
I got to ask. So, yeah, still for dope. Hey, so, Quest, here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, if a nigga kisses, performs gay acts, but they're straight, You got a wife and kids.
My question is, why is this even a conversation? This is my question.
The reason why is because there's an argument that people are trying to say that it's just acting. They say you're straight, but you're performing. You're doing gay acts. Now, there's a difference between acting gay and performing gay acts, right? So if I portray a gay character, that to me is acting. If I tongue kiss another man, I'm gay for pay.
Yeah, it's pretty gay. It's pretty gay.
Yeah. There's
one. I would hope that no gay pay is going on. Let's start there. And then for two, I think this, and it's weird because I'm finna serious. Is that right, quick? That's just like how Hollywood work, bro. They be trying to get niggas to be on that gay shit so they can get paid. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's like, but you know, they've been doing all that, put niggas in dresses for the longest type shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's I don't really care for that type shit, but you know, That's how Hollywood works, if we're just speaking of that in general. But if anything, that, like, let's say, and it's weird because Tyler Perry is like, it's obviously Madea is like the thing, right? But anything that don't got Madea in it probably ain't as elite as, you know, to the masses, even though He ran that shit up almost a Billy. I just don't really think that shit ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my take on it. But however people get their money, man, I don't really say nothing about it. But that's what they feel like they need to do. That's on them.
As my nigga Riley would say, nigga, you gay.
Facts.
Facts. Facts. I don't, you can't tell me, oh, I'm straight. No, 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 no. Oh, let me tell y'all what happened.
My thing is, why does so many people give a fuck? Like,
what do you mean, what? The same reason why you give a fuck, like, about Usher at the halftime show. Why you give a fuck about Usher at the halftime show?
Usher is Usher. What are you talking about?
Nigga, Usher ain't never paid your light bill. He ain't sent you no money on your birthday. Who gives a fuck about Usher at the Super Bowl halftime show?
I do, because he makes great music that I vibe to, and I, like, whoever, if niggas is kissing on screen, okay, that don't change my life. That don't move my radar. Like, when I'm vibing to Usher, that's a whole different thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm riding with Shorty. That's setting the mood. It's changing my vibe.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you. I know.
Confessions got me through some fuck shit. Like, I was, that album came out when I was going through a bad break.
Huh. Oh, okay, cool.
You Got It Bad was my fucking anthem.
I
didn't
want to
get out of bed.
Got herpes. Herpes, so he said, let
it burn. Let's be real. That's what I don't understand about this. All these females and this and that. Y'all must have forgot this nigga herpes, bro. Y'all ready to listen to my boy? Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know.
That was fake. That was fake.
Like, did he come out and say, yeah, that's true? Like,
but did he come? I ain't heard him say I don't.
That shit was fake.
I don't think he did, because these women keep getting pregnant by him. And some, and one of them would have had it, you know what I'm saying? And they're having vaginal births and stuff, so some one of them would have had it.
Hell, he just got married.
He just got married yesterday.
Look,
yeah, with another baby on the way.
Yeah.
You can get it, give it, pass it. And then them hoes send a check for herpes. All right, I just got to take this pill every day. All right, bet.
But you can't take those pills while you're pregnant, though. Those type of antibiotics, they're not going to give you that while you're pregnant.
All right, so
you can't take the
bowel
while you're pregnant?
No, you can't take them. They're not going to give you those type of antibiotics while you're pregnant. So there's no –
All
the girl,
I'm saying is this, though. All
pregnant
I'm saying
now.
Is Cardi B. They lied on Cardi B, and she cleared it up quick with some paperwork. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
She cleared it up quick with some paperwork. And Usher shit been going on for years. Well, that was some years ago. So.
Yeah.
My point is, straight men shouldn't give a fuck what gay niggas is doing.
True.
But he's straight.
Okay, no. Listen. I get what you're saying until they put it in our face. Like, okay, 15 years ago, you
changed the channel.
Kissing, man kiss, but it's everywhere, though. This shit in cartoons now, bro.
No,
they
it's
got
not.
Gay characters.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, bro. They got gay characters in cartoons now.
This is true.
This is true. It is, like, out there.
They
it
got
gay characters.
Yeah, but 10, 15 years ago, it was frowned upon. But now it's everywhere now, bro. So I ain't going to say don't care. But, like you say, we just got to watch what we watch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
This shit never bothered me
because I don't care what they do. Like, it is what it is.
Man, who was the tranny that was on the Powerpuff Girls? What was the tranny's name that was on the Powerpuff Girls?
Him.
I'm a Powerpuff Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the tranny. That was the first time I seen a tranny in a cartoon with the Powerpuff Girls with the.
What episode is that?
I don't remember that.
The devil, the one that was the devil. Him.
Oh, the little devil thing. Oh, okay, okay. It was a tranny.
Yeah, that's I mean, any other way to explain it?
I thought he was a pervert. My bad. They was fighting crime and pervert.
All right, so we got about 20 minutes left.
Hey,
so
no,
let's go back.
What? Let's go back to the fucking president. Hey, yo.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to. I mean, Quest. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yes.
My bad. Okay, okay. I was okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead then, though. My bad.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to. I need y'all to present as the president your top five things that you would do in your, basically, your campaign. Hey, this is what I stand on as the president, and you're trying to get people to vote for you. So we're going to let Quest go first. He is the first presidential candidate. Quest,
okay,
if you were president.
I ain't going to lie. That wasn't really enough. I thought we were saying Quest was the president. We wasn't going to vote for you, dope. I wouldn't vote for Crush. Damn sure y'all wouldn't vote for me. I was going to be the Secretary of State. Crush is gonna be. You went totally left with this joke, but that's cool.
No, but the reason why, we gotta vote for
President.
Shut
up, President Quest.
Vote.
I just want two
vote.
Policies.
So
two policies.
Crush just told me to shut up on my show, but it don't work because I got the mute button.
Damn.
All right, so
that's crazy. All
right, so
I kind of knew that was coming. You know, I mean, honestly, man, you new to this. I'm the only one that became mute. It's in our contract, so I could say disrespectful shit, but I know not to, because we have a little disagreement after. So I choose not to go left, but he don't mute anybody but me.
But what we're gonna do is
back right now.
We're going to say what we're going to say, give our five reasons why we should be president. Who we ever decide to be the president, after that, that president is going to assign us to their cabinet. So even if we don't win the presidency, he's going to assign us to the cabinetry. So, and he's going to tell us what he wants our role to be in his cabinet. All right, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to let Question go first, since he's the favorite. He's the presidential favorite. Oh, Kennedy, John F. Kennedy ass nigga. Oh, John F. Kennedy ass nigga.
Yeah.
All right, so
check this out. Five things that I would implement when I'm president.
Before you start. Lynn, are you able to write these down? Or are you able to note take these?
I'm actually at work, so I'm at my desk. So yes, I can write this down. Hold on, let me grab up my pen.
Yeah, because I know how you know.
Lynn already won Secretary of State.
No, I'm going. I'm going to be Secretary of State, but I need to be the PR person too. But go ahead.
Yeah. So Lynn, because what happens is we need to be able to recall what these candidates say, because they be trying to lie and change it later on. Like when they say air frying is not cooking, it didn't say that it is cooking. We got to make sure it's written down.
Yeah,
right.
We can't have no re-niggers in the.
Yeah.
You know what?
All right.
This shit ain't fucking cooking. all right. Yeah, nigga. Check this out. but it's cooking because fuck dope. So, yeah.
Whatever.
Five. Things that I would implement is, first thing is paying taxes. That shit is out of here. These niggas got me fucked up. We're not paying taxes no more, black people. We're not paying taxes no more. Only white folks, Europeans.
Okay. Black people not paying taxes. Okay, just clarify that.
Black people not paying taxes. Black people. And Mexicans, we not paying taxes. Everybody else.
Oh. All right.
Did you say? All right, now I'm leaning.
You got a problem with that?
Okay, Chris. I thought Chris is gonna come with the. All right, Chris. Maybe you might need to be the president because somebody needs to take the tax.
He said the white people gotta pay taxes.
I don't mind.
There are way more. Hear me out. This is my campaign.
We have to let him finish his campaign. Go ahead. We're on number four.
So black people are not paying taxes. That's number one.
Me and my essay partners in Bay to not pay taxes because fuck all that.
Shout out to your brothers.
Yeah. All right. Boom. I will implement from school, starting in junior high, money management for the youth.
Okay.
They gotta learn economics, the real economics. Like they gotta learn about CD.
Education reform. There we go. That's the word for it.
Yeah. Education reform.
Yeah, real education reform for the youth around finances. And history and real history. I'm putting all the bullshit that white folks did back in the books. You niggas finna learn this. We finna talk about what you white folks did. We talking about big radio shows over here. It's good. I just want you to know it's big over here, but we keep it moving.
But I'm at work.
I was at work too. However, we gonna implement the finances and the history because we need to know that. All right, boom. A universal dividend. Every 3 months. I won't give it to niggas every month, but every 3 months, you can get a little lump sum. Here, take a couple dollars, go do whatever you want.
So every 3 months, a stimulus is what you're saying?
Stimmy every 3 months. You get a stimmy. Boom, right? That's three. Four. I will implement... For real psychological evaluations for people who really need it, like real mental health kind of like expertise, you know, for underprivileged kids or motherfuckers who got it. Like niggas need to go talk to somebody. I'm implementing. Yo, you go talk to your doctor. It's on the house. We got you. Niggas need to, you know what I mean? Get to it.
So we're going to healthcare reform focusing on mental health. Gotcha.
Actually, we need to do healthcare reform focused on big pharma because these niggas be trying to kill us. So we got to break that monopoly down some kind of way. But they trying to kill us,
That sounds like two things, Quest. You can only do one. So that's number four.
Well, it all falls under the big umbrella
of healthcare. Thank you. This is my campaign. This is my campaign. When it's your turn, you can do your thing. Don't worry about it. This is my campaign, right? And then last but not least, as the president, I get to do every tour in every country, and everybody gotta go. And everybody gotta go. Everybody gotta come. I'm doing a tour once a year. And when I pull up, the city is shut down. We kick it.
Yeah,
we kicking it. Big kicking it. Hey, yo, I'm the first rapping ass president. We going to kick it. We shutting the city down. Ain't no stores open. We just big party when I pull up. with the guys. I'm pulling with the guys. The guys is catting me. I'm pulling up with the it's lit. Yeah, big winning. Yeah, you know I mean, so
President
I'm shutting
Silver.
Shit down. Yeah, presidential oh kicking it. That's what we call it. Presidential kicking it. When I go on tour,
fresh
shut down. Fresh cabinet. That's it. Yeah, with the guys. It's lit. It's up. That's my five things. Right there.
Period.
Bow.
All right.
Yeah,
you want to go, Chris? You want me to go? You want me to go?
Okay. Go ahead, dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
You
ain't going
to vote for him?
So the very first thing that I'm going to do is...
Chris.
Yes. Who's this speaking?
Hold on.
I'm taking
notes. This is dope. This is dope-ass music.
Dope-ass
music. All right.
Go on.
Okay. So the very first thing is everybody gets housing. If you make less than $35,000 a year, you get free housing. But it's only a one-bedroom. Only one bedroom.
It's his campaign.
So you make less than $35,000 a year and you want a place to stay, you get a free one-bedroom apartment. Now, if you want a two-bedroom, three-bedroom, five-bedroom, 12-bedroom, whatever you make, go get it. But if you want something free, one bedroom. Ain't no more Section 8. Ain't no more Section 8. You want to have 75 kids? Cool. They all going to be in that one bedroom.
Okay.
All right. All right. So that's the first thing. Yeah.
That was me. I got my car.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. The second thing, everybody gets free health care. Everybody gets free health care. Everybody. It costs more money to have our jobs and everybody have to pay this exorbitant amount for health care when it's cheaper just to give it away for free.
Period.
Now, that's the second thing. Third thing is, if you work for a company, right? You work for a company. You are guaranteed $1,000 bonus every month. $1,000 bonus every month. You work for a company. Get $1,000 bonus.
So $1,000 stimulus for working class.
Working class, yeah. All right, where we at? That's four right there. That's four.
That's three.
Oh man, look, I'm about to go up. All right, so number four. All state universities are free. All state schools are free. Universities you got to pay for. But all state schools are free.
State level.
So if you want to go to college, you can go to junior college, you can go to any state school, right? But if you want to go to a university, you got to pay for that shit. You got to pay for that. And then last but not least, we're doing away with cash money. Everything's credit-based. There's no more cash. No more cash. Everything's credit. So... If you want some lights in your free apartment, you better You better handle
global
that credit,
currency.
My guy. Yeah, credit is
global.
Credit would be the new global currency. It's happening. Well, yeah. Shout out to that.
Crush, what you got, my boy?
I can see the question. I just want to get these two bills under consideration.
Okay, Chris.
Yes. The first bill is mandatory DNA test.
Yes. That's what I'm with that.
And the second one is dope stop rapping immediately.
Excuse me. You said what?
Dope stop rapping immediately.
Now we can call that
the SRT bill. We can call that the SRT bill.
SRT bill.
Oh, it stands for stop. Yeah. It stands for stop rapping today.
Stop rapping today.
But okay, I like that.
I'm just saying. I agree with the same thing though. First, I agree that every child should have DNA tests for the mother and the father. Matter of fact, they gotta submit it the minute that she finds out that she's pregnant and she decides she wants to keep the kid. They both have to submit it within the first. What you gonna say? The first 6 months?
In the first trimester.
Well, because they really can't do DNA
tests.
They really can't do. Yeah, they really can't do DNA tests because they have to post an amniotic sac.
You're right.
So I would say within the first 6 months. Yeah, within the first 6 months, you got to vet. So that way, if you don't do it in 6 months, there's no child support. There's no financial responsibility for that man if you decide to keep the child because y'all didn't do the proper paperwork.
Okay, hold on, pause. Because I'm a woman, that could be harmful for the baby.
That's why we said after 6 months. So after 6 months, they don't have to poke the amniotic fluid. They can do the umbilical cord.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. So boom. All right. So yeah. But I see. Me and Cliff. I don't know, Smooth. Who you liking so far, Smooth?
Yeah. Cause no. Man,
ain't nobody said it was gonna legalize weed though.
He said it's already really, man. I ain't going for none of y'all. All y'all really kind of tripping. Y'all got y'all good points and bad points, man. You know, I mean, Quest legaling or making everybody getting gastric hair, but everybody might not need that. I don't think I need to talk to nobody. I could talk to y'all and solve my problem. So that's the only negative thing I think I got with Quest. Now, you was talking about some, goddamn me, this one-bedroom apartment with all these folks, like, making 35. I think you're going to have a lot of more deadbeat people around this bitch. Like, I would think that, nigga, if you make a certain amount of money, then you should get something off your house or off, you know what I'm saying?
Because I said if you make less than $35,000 a year.
No, that's less. I'm thinking if you make, say you make $100,000, all right, then, okay, nigga, you get a free house, nigga, you out here doing and moving and shaking. That's my perspective on it. Like, give niggas
and you
do
gotta pay the property tax
to do better. Yeah, like, give a nigga, get nigga initiative to do good, because if you saying everybody who make $30,000 or less gonna get a free house, I will bet, bitch, I'm going to do the bare minimum, and I'm going to get a house. Like, that's...
No, not a house. Apartment.
One-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still...
Yeah, I mean,
no.
but we're still doing the same thing right now. That's what...
Exactly. And I don't like that, is what I'm saying.
But you know the difference between Section 8 and what I'm saying? Section 8, you can get a 5-bedroom house.
and still do the bare minimum, don't have to go to work, and don't have to do nothing. They just going to give
exactly.
And pay
your $60 a month. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I'd rather put them in a one bedroom.
There's no incentive.
I ain't for it. It's no way you can make me like your decision, bro. No. Give it to somebody making $100,000. Give me a free apartment.
Or cap.
But you don't want a one bedroom.
Or give me how you know? How do you know?
Well,
I'm just saying give the incentive for people doing something, not for doing the bare minimum. That's my point.
That's why you're getting an extra rack a month, because you're working.
I didn't say it was nothing wrong with that. I'm saying it was something wrong with it's points on both of you guys' campaign that I'm not liking. That was one of your points about the housing and questions that, like, about the mental health for everybody, which everybody don't need that. So I like that. That would be a reason why I wouldn't vote for him. That's what I'm saying. You all have valid points, valid things that I like, some that I don't like. Now, my turning factor was what I was saying earlier. Which one y'all gonna make me the Secretary of Defense? Or the Speaker of the House? Whichever one y'all got me on that, that's probably who I'm rocking with for shit show. Crush gotta be what he want, and then it's a for show shot.
I mean, inebriated Smooth with his hand on the button. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's dangerous as fuck.
Man, see, that's why I ain't for.
That's dangerous
Quest
as fuck.
Don't get my vote. That's why I quest for president. Because he don't trust me that we still make that decision.
I can hear Smooth now. Make me push the button, you fuck niggas. I dare you.
Hey, but see, Quest's going to be like, Smooth, you got the power, but hear me out, though. You can press the button, though, but hear me out. Now, you drunk and shit, but hear me out, though. Because if you do that, they going to do that. And then I'm going to tell you, you right. I'm going to stall him out this time.
Like, I'm going to start putting cases on all you bitches.
Yeah, but he's going to be like, but hear me out, though. And I'm going to be like, you right.
Yeah,
bro,
dude, hey, it's cool. It's
Let
cool.
Let me sleep
man,
it
I
out
feel
tomorrow,
you.
Though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I got to be at the podium and like, all right, this is what happened.
Niggas sent them Yao Ming's out.
Tell him we was ready, but goddamn me, I hollered at the president, and he told us to stand down. He told me to, hear me out real quick, and I heard him out, so we relaxed.
We're never scared, but we're never dumb. Never scared, but we're
dumb. Yeah, boy. No, y'all both put up some hard campaigns, man. Y'all both had good points. I don't know. Me and Crush had to deliberate, bro.
Y'all got to deliberate. But shout out to Lynn for voting for me. Shout out to Lynn for voting for me, man. Shout out to Lynn for voting for me.
When did she vote for you?
It was subconscious. It was subconscious. I think she
fell off. That's why she can't confirm or deny that.
No, she's at work. She's busy at work. So we don't want to disturb her while she's at work.
Very ironic. Very ironic.
I was giving a report to the next person that was coming in. Sorry, y'all. All right.
But we're gonna go ahead. It's 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. The pork chops are ready that were not cooked in the air fryer. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to give our special guest.
That you didn't fucking cook.
Exactly.
I did not cook these beautiful
lazy,
pork chops.
Lazy bastard.
Lazy. I mean, you're in Colorado, but, you know.
I'm in Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I could.
I can, like, put them in a portable air fryer, and by the time I get there, you know.
Put them in a crock. Put them in a crock pot. They'll be done by the time. By the time you get up there, they'll be
they
done.
They'll be falling on the phone.
Yeah, because it's only five hours from Dallas to the Little Rock, right?
I fucking hate y'all. Y'all ruined my dream.
I really
thought I was over here chefing and shit, bro. Really, I was supposed to get off the air. I thought, man, I'm thinking I'm over here chef smooth. Hey, my lady friends, they never complain with my air fryer wings, and they gone.
Listen.
Yep.
Hey,
I put that sauce on
it,
and they give me that sauce when I'm through.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Hey,
I can do it all, so it really doesn't matter to me. So
we're gonna let special guest Lynn go ahead and give her shouts out so we can get the hell up out of here so I can eat my pork chop with the wild rice and gravy with the little onions in it. Yo.
Thank you guys for having me again. Follow me on Twitter. A Girl Next Door. Follow my Instagram, Mahogany Secrets. Be looking out for my book. And thank you guys again for having me.
Anytime, Lynn. Hey, you know you more
than welcome. Yeah, man, shout out to Lynn, man. Lynn made this show a little bit better. Just a little bit better. She made this show.
Oh, thanks. I try.
Yeah. Because it was definitely going to be trash with your ideas, but it's cool, though. Fuck with you.
I'm just still mad. Neither one of y'all legalized weed, marijuana, everywhere.
It's probably because none of
niggas
smoke, really.
Niggas going to smoke anyway, though, but yeah, Quest do. Quest partakes, but you know, he ain't no heavy.
All I'm saying is the taxes from those companies can fuel some of the stuff on you guys' campaign, the mental health and all this stuff. Where the money going to come to pay for this stuff? That's all I'm saying.
Well, white people.
In my past life, I used to dabble, so I'm trying to hear him. Let me hear him out, though.
Is it that Colombian powwow, though? How much money we can make off. They're going to do it anyway. They're doing it anyway. So I'd rather tax it. If you got cocaine in your system, okay, well, that might affect your job, but I'm not going to put you in jail behind cocaine. For what?
Oh, my God.
So we're all
behind Quest now?
Yeah, I'm
appreciate
with Quest.
It.
What the hell?
Appreciate
all I'm saying, cocaine
appreciate
was legal
it.
Before they thought it made black folks rape white women. It was all legal before they thought it was... I'm just saying.
It's never been legal.
Thank you.
No.
I appreciate it.
And we're going to work on getting the weed legalized so we can pay for this stuff.
Simple.
I just want my two bills passed.
Say less. Done.
We'll put it on the ballot.
This is bullshit. Man, Quest, give your shout out, man.
Man, I like to give a shout out to my new cabinet. Yeah, I mean, for rocking with the best. Fresh cabinet. We gonna deliver right here a little bit later to start getting this shit implemented, get the bills, you know what I mean? And shout out to everybody who tuned in tonight.
United States and no filter.
No filter. I pledge allegiance to Fresh America. Yeah, I mean, we get right to it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, Now I See Is Out. Please go get that. It'squestion.com. Fresh Air is coming May 11th. Go get your tickets now. Question.com/fresh air. Go on and buy your tickets, you know what I mean? And I see y'all motherfuckers on May 11th, you know what I mean? It's only.
Yes, holy sir. Dope.
All right. Crush, give you a shout out.
another great show besides everything that Dope fucking said. Shout out to Lynn for being, shout out to Lynn for being just a great, great addition, because we love it when we get some female energy on this show, because we are us. So yeah. Smooth the motherfucking mogul. You already know what it is. Question. Fresh air.
Yes, sir.
That's fresh air. Now I see. I mean,
yes. Yep.
Need I say more?
What? Yeah, sure.
But y'all can find me everywhere: Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Crush the Catalyst. CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. Cold War all day. Shadowy all day. Elite Enterprises. We in this bitch. Dang.
Dang. Motherfucking gang.
Oh, and Dope's a bitch face. I haven't said that all show. Dope, you bitch face.
I always at the end of the show, man. Smooth, give you a shout out.
Already, man. Shout out to Lynn.
Lynn!
For coming through. Appreciate you, boo. You always welcome. FreshCharisma.com. We got some new merch for you boys, man. At ECG merch. Everybody can't go, man. New shirts up. Quest got some new ideas coming at you boys, man. Fresh air, like he said, coming soon. Go get your tickets. New songs, new tracks, new album, new everything. New everything, man. We working, y'all watching. Shout out to Crush the Catalyst, man. He spelled it for you. God damn me. The only reason why I know how to spell Catalyst out of 40 years is because I know how to spell his name. That's my motherfucking nigga, man. If he don't get no bigger, love you, my boy. Dope. I was going to say something negative, but I'm not. Nothing but love, boy. I watched the video when we was doing our thing for your birthday, too. I like to watch that a lot. It comes up in my Snap memories. It's like a random one that I kept at the top. Dope. I was going to say something negative, but I'm not, bro. I love you, bro. Appreciate you putting up with me, man. We working, y'all watching BMG, Bizarre Music Group, Fresh Charisma, DeLorean Life, Cold War Entertainment, Elite Enterprises, whatever Lynn Entertainment got going to. She fuck with us. We fuck with her. Let's go. Till next week. No filter, boys. I'm out.
Yeah.
Fuck dope. I had to say it anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck dope. I'm just a host, man. I come here to play dope indie music, and I am a humble host of the No Filter Radio Show. Highly favored.
Humble?